Let's get back to the drive on the home of the Sens, TSN 1200. Now it's time for Need to Know Basis.
Welcome back to the drive here on TSN 1200. Lever Sage, AJ Jakubik, Matt Consvita. Did I do okay? I jumped in, but I tried to get out and hit the post before the yodeling started.
You know what? You nailed it. That was outstanding.
I was talking fast, but I knew I had a certain point to get to.
Your timing was perfect. I know you didn't want to let it get to the yodeling. I got in your ear right when you were about to start that you needed to let it get to the yodeling.
Mm-hmm.
And you did. Thank you.
Sorry, Ken.
Focus at five.
Yeah, sorry, Ken. Didn't focus on sports. But we're going to now because, AJ, what do we need to know on a Tuesday afternoon?
Well, we'll start with Tim Stützle, and reports seem to indicate that he should be okay. But his knee will get reevaluated in the coming days after leaving the ice and leaving the game in Germany's game against France yesterday at the World Championships. Tampa Bay and Florida, St. Louis and Colorado, the round two games that are on the docket tonight. Should mention as well that Roger Lajoie has stepped down as director of marketing of the Ottawa Senators. Barry Trotz interviewed today with the Winnipeg Jets. Sidney Crosby says he's going to play three more years with the Pittsburgh Penguins, while Evgeny Malkin says his focus is on returning to the NHL and the Penguins as well. NBA, it's game one, Eastern Conference Final, Boston at Miami. Jays take on the Mariners tonight. English Premier League, Liverpool wins 2-1 over Southampton because Liverpool won back of Manchester City going into the last weekend of the season. Nottingham Forest and Sheffield United. Sheffield United up 2-1. They're tied 3-3 on aggregate, 113th minute. If it's not resolved in the next 7 minutes, they will go to penalties. Richie Larea still on the bench in this one. Winner will play Huddersfield to see who goes into the Premier League. And a French report says that Lionel Messi will join Inter Miami as a player slash part owner when his contract expires at PSG in 2023. And that is what you need to know today.
How big of a deal will that be?
Where
is Messi now and where will he be when his contract ends in 2023 as far as the value?
I mean, he's still one of the best players in the world. He's not superhuman, right? He's 34 years old, but be 36 when he plays in MLS, if this is the case, would still be a fantastic player to watch. We'll see if Cristiano Ronaldo does the same. The lure of the American market, right?
Yep.
And the old almighty American dollar.
I want to get your reaction to this as we...
NBA draft lottery tonight as well.
That's right. Hopefully tomorrow. But we have no idea. I mean, I'd like to get the CFL situation resolved. We've been spent a whole lot of time.
You know what
I
don't like from both sides? Can I... Because we haven't talked a lot about this week, and that's by design.
Mm-hmm.
Sort your bleep out.
Yep.
You know, we got an update from Dave Naylor yesterday. Nice to hear Farhan Lalji on TSN 1200 today as well.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond that, a lot of it is just rhetoric. I dislike when one side, the league side, puts out their proposal to the public, right? Because all they're doing, like, it has nothing to do with getting a deal done. It has nothing to do with negotiating. It's just trying to get people on their side. You know what else I dislike? What I saw today in Hamilton. Oh, we got a union out and they're out and they're picketing with the players. And look, the public's with the players, right? I could care less about any of that stuff. I want to see picket signs. I don't want to see public proposals. I want to see both sides getting into a room and hammering out a deal.
I don't know if this will affect it at all, but it was last night that The Rock. Did you see this?
I did not.
Tweeted this out. Call me crazy and many do. There's something cool and special in the air about our XFL 2023 launch. Our XFL will soon humbly take the fields and stadiums across our country, turning dreams into reality and delivering for the fans. Big announcements this week.
You read it again, start to finish. Thank you.
Call me crazy, and many do. Here's something cool and special. There is something cool and special in the air about our XFL 2023 launch. Our XFL will soon humbly take the fields in stadiums across our country, turning dreams into reality and delivering for the fans. Big announcements this week.
I guess what you're asking is, do you think there's a CFL component in it? Is that what you're...
I guess what I'm asking is, you see that and how much that has to do, if it could be zero, could there be any CFL element to that at all? There isn't a deal yet. Would that deal have anything to do with what's going on right now between the two sides? Like, does the word or the term XFL even enter into people's mouths at the table for the CFL?
The only intriguing thing, and again, I asked Dave Naylor this yesterday, right? Mm-hmm. That 30-day clause.
Moving the season up.
Yeah, that fascinates me. That leads to, like, maybe collaboration, right? When they talked about collaboration, maybe collaboration doesn't mean merger. But maybe collaboration means you can, like, Ottawa starting the season June 10th, regular season. So if you start the regular season 30 days earlier, you are starting in May. It is possible that you play maybe games against this league. It's unlikely, though, right? I mean, it's... Can't, like, CFL is playing three down, 110-yard football, 12 men on the field. XFL is playing a different brand. So I have a hard time thinking that they would, but maybe, just maybe, it's a possibility down the road. I don't know.
Well, that just has me wondering.
When I hear what
big announcements this week about a season that is not starting this year, it then leads me to believe the CFL does not have a deal done yet.
Yeah.
And why is the XFL having big announcements this week about their season in 2023?
Yeah, I think it's a coincidence. I could be dead wrong.
I'm just asking, and it might be a coincidence.
Right.
I'm just
like
asking.
If they're announcing, and they've always said that 2023, right? Like for a long, long time at least.
Yes.
2023 is their target.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're targeting 2023, that means you need, I think it was said you need at least 6 or 7 months to say, okay, if we're starting in, say, I don't know, let's say March. Maybe they start earlier, but let's just say March. That means you need, if it's 6 or 7 months, you better be announcing this sometime in the summer. At the very latest, maybe even a little bit earlier. Earlier the better. So I've read a little bit about the XFL, and you know, it doesn't sound like it's going to be the same eight cities. Like some of the cities, St. Louis is definitely going to be in there.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes sense. And there's going to be a couple of others that will be the same, but it won't be the same eight cities. So yeah, I think they have to announce something soon if they're starting in 2023. And obviously that announcement is coming soon. I guess you could use it as leverage potentially against the players. All right, you know what? You don't want to do this. We're just not going to, like, right? You could, as a league, say, all right, you don't want to sign by a certain date. We're going four down football and joining the XFL. You could. I don't think that's going to work with a large part of the fan base. It's especially in the prairies. I don't know if, you know, Edmonton and Saskatchewan and Winnipeg would be okay with that as community owners representing their communities. But you could use that, right? Potentially.
Yep. I agree with you. It's something that's in the arsenal to do, because you just mentioned the cities that would have a problem with it. But you could list a lot of the other cities, including here, and go, you know what? There'd be some people mad. For sure there would.
Yeah, the diehards, like the people, the people that were, for example, at the event that I hosted last week with Randy Ambrosi, there'd be a lot of people that would be mad in that group.
Of course. But we can all agree that the CFL's average age is not trending in a positive direction. We can agree on this?
Yes.
Like, it's
Ottawa's
going
got
up and up and up and up.
Ottawa actually has one of the better
right
demographics in terms of what you're looking for, what they're looking for in the league.
And I don't think I have zero time. Zero for the USFL. I had zero time for the AAFL or whatever it was called. Like, just there, and people would always ask, did you watch the first game? No, I didn't. And I don't care. And I know this will not be successful. I'm trying to not let my bias of what I think of Dwayne Johnson, because I think he's a really smart guy. And I think when you're in that position and you've decided to do this with some really smart people and you've waited a few years here to get this going, I don't think it's going to flop like the other ones have flopped. But that doesn't mean it's going to be raging successful. All I mean is I think it's going to be around for a little while longer than these leagues that come and go before you can blink an eye. So I don't know if I do know if they brought in some big time players that weren't in the NFL, but were some names. And those names came to Ottawa. And the people that were really mad about three downs and really mad about the history of the game and all that stuff could have their Ottawa team beat the holy you know what out of the US rock star teams that are coming in. There would still be some pride and there would still be people that care. I understand people would be mad. But we can have a debate not even talking about the XFL on what it is that the CFL is going to do to change the average age of the people who are watching the product. Because if they're going to do it by themselves, AJ, they got a lot of work to do. And you know how much I love the league. I love the league. You love the league. A lot of people love the league. They got a ton of work to do.
I'm encouraged with, I really want to see, but this doesn't help, right? I'm encouraged with.
No, it kills like, people.
I'm encouraged with the hash marks rule because I think it has the ability to really change things, opens up both sides of the field. Like, the description that you had 11 guys, right? Like, so with the hash mark out wide, or the hash marks out wide, let's say you're on the left side hash. Essentially, you're playing 11v11 football on 2/3 of the field. And you had one receiver and one defender playing on the wide side. And they were really there for show. Because that wide side pass to the far side of the field, when you basically combat risk reward, there's a lot of risk and not a lot of reward, which is why a lot of teams would send their fifth best receiver to the wide side of the field against one defender, and it's one-on-one and nothing is happening.
I know.
And it was 11v11 on the other 2/3 of the field. And now that you've moved the hash marks further to the middle That makes both sides of the field in play. And unfortunately, there wasn't a lot of time for offensive coordinators to work this into the playbooks. I think they've been working almost 24/7 to ensure things. But the fact that we don't have training camp on right now, that's not going to hurt the defenses. That's going to hurt the offenses. And so it's frustrating for me, especially knowing this Ottawa team with all the new faces on offense. You want them on the field, working together, gelling together, working under this brand new offense with a brand new quarterback. And all I'm reading today is about picket signs. And I don't care whose fault it is. I don't care if the owners are the worst guys in the world. I don't care if, you know, the players should be accepting the deal. I don't care whose fault it is. I just want you both to get in a room and figure it out for the benefit of this league.
Everything you said there, I agree with. The problem is moving the hash marks in is not going to change the average age of a person watching, I don't think.
Well, there's a couple people here that say, on the text, that they want to see the four-down game because they think it's a better game. I think if you're watching the CFL in 2021 versus the NFL in 2021, I think you're absolutely right in saying the NFL product in 2021 was more entertaining than the CFL product in 2021. I think if you go back 6 years, I think it's pretty even. I think that 2015 year, when you look at game after game after game around the league, and certainly with games involving the Ottawa Redblacks, was as entertaining a product as you can have. So, like, there's certain things, like, certain people aren't going to buy into CFL football for whatever reason, right? That's fine. But you can't tell me if you're making an argument on the side of the NFL product or the four-down product is better than the three-down product. That certainly was not the case 6 years ago. And if you think it is, you just weren't watching enough CFL football. As someone that watches CFL football, NFL football, U Sports football, NCAA football, I love football. And you can make an argument, certainly 5-6 years ago, for all brands of football. The problem is you could not make that argument last year. So it's imperative, if you're the Canadian Football League, that at the very least you're on par in terms of entertainment level. And certainly entertainment for a lot of fans is offense. And you need more offense, especially in the CFL. The CFL game needs more offense because if you don't have a lot of offense in the CFL, there's too many punts, not enough game flow. And as much as I love the return game, and especially here, what we saw over the last couple of years in Ottawa with Devontae Dedman, who did it as well as anybody, and I prefer Canadian return rules to the NFL return rules, where it's fair catch and done most of the time, or a kickoff through the end zone, you're still not getting enough bang for your buck on punts to say, well, yeah, there are 15 punts in our game, but it's not like there's 3 touchdowns a game on punt returns. Here we had more than most, and you're still not getting one every fourth game. So that doesn't make up for the fact that your bread and butter has to be what teams do on offense. And in the CFL last year, it wasn't good enough. So how do you get back to game flow from, say, 2015? Hopefully this is something that helps in that regard. But, I mean, I don't know. If you're that much of a snob that you're saying, I just have to watch four-down football, I don't know if you're a football fan. Like, I like football.
I agree.
I just like football.
But, again, we're not the demographic the CFL is necessarily looking for.
For sure. And if you're to be open and honest about the demographic that the rest of the league is dying to have, which is what we've seen in Ottawa, that demographic, for the most part, is coming to games, drinking beers, and The football's, I don't want to say secondary for everybody,
it is.
But for many.
For many, yeah.
For many coming to games here it is. So they've done an awesome thing in some ways, but a lot of those people that have come to games and have loved coming to games and having their beers and they're sitting on the concourse or standing on the concourse, they're coming to the games whether it's three down, four down, or whatever.
Exactly. Exactly. So how do you improve the three down game to keep those people and bring in a lower average age? And I don't know if the XFL can do anything about it or not. But I worry about Dwayne Johnson being in charge of it, that he will have a much better idea of how to do that than some of these other USFL, AAFL leagues. Back, the leftover five on the drive. Next on TSN 1200.
It's time for the Leftover Five on the Drive, a fun look at weird and wacky happenings in the world of sports. Brought to you by St. Hubert Barbecue.
Welcome back. It is the Leftover Five on the Drive. Five fun, frivolous stories, and all brought to you by St. Hubert.
Chicken, ribs, and hockey, fries, sauce, two types of coleslaw, creamy and traditional, and it is lobster time. And get the lobster Saint burger, lobster salad, lobster roll.
Mm.
Oh, baby. Who needs to go out east when Saint Hubert has lobster? And they've got all sorts of locations for you in and around the city.
Where, Matt?
Well, St. Joseph Boulevard in Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
St. Laurent Boulevard across from the Museum of Science and Tech. They're on Riverside at Hunt Club, and you can drive through there. Just off the highway in Rockland. And they got a few locations across the river in Gatineau, including your favorite, my favorite, everyone's favorite, Boulevard de Maisonneuve.
Mm-hmm.
And they also will deliver right to your door, contactless delivery, saint-hubert.com.
I'll start today.
He's got his hand up.
What you got, Aaron John?
Sometimes you just got to get out of his way.
Anytime
you
got
to...
a good Tinder story.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
So... got the Europa League final between Rangers and Eintracht Frankfurt.
Mm-hmm.
And I could have gone with a number of different stories on this. Like Rangers, there's six fans that ended up getting turfed off their flight to Portugal from Manchester. And they'll miss the Europa League final. So I could have gone... down that path. But you know what? No, I'm going to go down a different path. Game's tomorrow, by the way.
Okay.
Rangers and Eintracht Frankfurt. And there's a fan, like, as it is, big events. Like, I don't love big events. Like, don't get me wrong. They're great to go to. But part of the problem with a lot of the bigger events, like you go to a Final Four, you go to a Super Bowl, you go to a Europa League final in Seville. And, like, hotel prices are just out of whack. Canadian GP in Montreal. You want a hotel right now? Good luck. You're either getting a two-star or you're spending $1,400 a night for a three-star, not a five-star. So, right now, Seville, price is about 600 euros a night. Well, Connor's figured out a way to try and alleviate the prices. He's gone on Tinder. And he's gone on Tinder, and here's the translation. This is all in Spanish. But he's basically said, "Hello, madam. My name is Connor. I'm a Rangers fan and in Seville for the final. I'm desperately searching for a place to stay. I'm desperately looking for a place to stay because hotels cost more than 600 euros. So if you have a free bed or a sofa I can sleep on, it would be a big help. I'd be prepared to pay for this service. Thank you. Come on, Rangers." I do not have an update on Connor, but I think I'm proud of this guy.
You're proud
of
him?
Yeah, I'm proud of him.
A couple of desperates in there.
Yeah, I don't know about the desperates.
One too many desperates in the verbiage?
I don't know if that was just a repeat. Like, you know, you read an email and it's in, like, picture form. And then you're reading the bottom of one, and then you get to the top of the other, and right, you get it twice. So I don't know if that was the issue there.
Okay.
I don't know if it was two desperates or one. probably one too many desperates either way.
I would agree.
But I feel like this is a pretty good way to go about things.
You're proud
of... I'm proud of him.
Him going on Tinder looking for a bed to sleep on.
Why not?
It's creative, I guess.
So you get an offer, and you're just taking it regardless? Like, what are you doing here?
What are you talking about? Like,
well, he said he's willing to pay.
Yeah.
So they say, okay, $100.
Well, he's just saved himself 500 euros.
Yeah, but you're taking
100 euros.
100 euros. But you have no idea what you're walking into.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that any woman should put him up. But maybe somebody says, you know what? You can stay on my couch. Maybe word of mouth, right? Again, I'm not saying this is something that I would do. I'm just saying I appreciate the creativity so he doesn't have to pay $600 a night.
Well, we'll see. We'll see if it works. You get the feeling
it will.
I look
forward to the follow-up story.
You're getting the feeling that it will work.
I have no idea.
Another event coming up in a couple of months that might be a hot ticket and a bit tougher to get hotel rooms. The Calgary Stampede. Annual tradition. And the Calgary Stampede has announced their food for this year's event. Coming up, I believe it starts July 8th in, of course, Calgary. And as you'd expect, some pretty tasty sounding stuff is going to be available at the Calgary Stampede. Cajun fried cheese curd poutine.
That sounds good.
Deep fried Oreo mini donuts.
Yes, please.
Waffle cookie dough ice cream sandwich.
Hundo.
Samosa poutine. You have my attention. How about bad breath lemonade?
Why would it be bad breath lemonade?
Well, it's refreshing ice cold lemonade with a smooth, delicious garlic and caramelized onion finish.
What is the reason for this?
I don't know.
Who's buying this?
How about you going to the Stampede? You're going to want some ice cream, right?
Yeah.
A little soft serve?
Sure.
How about some Kraft Dinner soft serve?
Yeah, I saw that. That doesn't look all that appealing.
The familiar taste of macaroni and cheese combined with the creamy coolness of soft serve ice cream.
I'd probably try a scoop or a bite. But I don't know if I'd want the whole thing.
Are you paying for it?
Like,
though?
It feels like, I'm not. It's the Stampede. As Bob Stauffer said a little bit earlier, we're different. Okay?
Who's
we don't do the phony cowboy thing. Like, you're either a real cowboy or you're not.
I got one that I think you're going to like.
I can tell you right now that there's no real cowboys in Calgary and Edmonton, but there's one city that has a lot of phony cowboys. Anyways, go on.
I got one that you might be on board with, Lee.
The next 2 weeks are going to be tough for all of us with Mr. Edmonton over here.
Yeah, well.
I don't even think they're going to win anymore. Leon at 50%, but anyway, sorry. Go on.
Can I interest you in Pop Rocks popcorn chicken?
Yes.
Their description? Remember Pop Rocks?
Yes.
Why not add them to chicken?
Why not?
Taste the explosion. And I got a couple more for you.
It might not be good, but I would have to try that.
Yeah. I would try that one.
That's a must try.
Sweet and savory? It could work.
The Kraft Dinner ice cream? I'm out.
Well, I think you're going to be out on these next two as well.
Okay.
You like hot dogs?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yep.
Do you like mealworms? Can I interest you in a mealworm hot dog?
Again. Why?
All beef mealworm hot dog made using mealworm protein. Whole roasted mealworms on top. Topped off with your favorite condiments. And it does tell you mealworms are high in protein and safe to eat. And if you don't like mealworms, you can also get an all beef cricket hot dog.
I was just going to say, this reminds me of crickets.
Yeah, well, you can get that too. Whole roasted crickets which are also high in protein and also safe to eat.
You know what I want? I want Klondike days, okay? None of this Stampede crap. I get it's a better fare. I'll take our second-rate, crappy Klondike days fare over their fare any day of the week.
Call me naive. What is a Klondike?
Klondike days, baby.
Yeah, what is that?
It's the same thing without the rodeo.
Like Klondike in Edmonton cake. Or?
Yeah.
So it's not the same thing at all.
It's the same thing.
You're going to play into this Edmonton
the same thing.
Thing.
I've been to the Stampede and Klondike days. I like I said it's second rate.
Okay. Could you just tell me and have me
it's
go?
The same, like,
just tell me.
The
tell
same me. Carnies that are working on the zipper in Calgary are moving those to Edmonton for Klondike days. It's the same ride.
So if I went to the Stampede and if I went to Klondike days, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
You're telling me I would have a better time at Klondike days?
I said I want Klondike days. I said I want the second rate.
So I would not have a better time at
Klondike. You would probably have a better time at Stampede.
Okay.
But you know what? I want Klondike days.
Now we're clear. I'm not getting on the zipper regardless of where it is. Edmonton, Calgary.
Same rides. It's the same food. Just more people with their phony cowboy looks.
People are going to get mad at me. I don't trust the rides that move around from city to city, fair to fair. Like, I've watched people put them up. I've watched people take them down. It's just not something I'm willing to do. Sorry. AJ wants Klondike days back, apparently.
Who's going to get mad at you for that?
Well, the people that run, I know there's some good fairs around with some good rides. I get it.
How many fairs in the city?
Oh, tons.
You got the Carp Fair. You got the Navin Fair.
Richmond Fair. The big one.
Shawville Fair.
Shawville Fair, yeah. I mean, there's four off the top of your head, and that's not even, I'm sure most places have a fair.
I guess it's your turn for a story.
Yeah, I guess. I don't even know where to go now.
All right. I can do another one if you don't have a story.
I do. Rashawn Slater plays for the Chargers. First year in the NFL as a left tackle. So he gets married this year, and he goes on the honeymoon. He goes to Bora Bora. I've never been to Bora Bora. I would like to go to Bora Bora. And he's got one of those, one of those huts on the ocean, him and his bride. They're on their honeymoon. Well, Stastny is his wife's name. Stastny not that happy. I'm sure she's okay with it, but not that happy about him lying by the pool. Lying by the on the beach, relaxing, having a good time, and Rashawn gets up. He's like, "Well, I gotta block Khalil Mack," and he starts into his poses and his footwork. And there he is, big video of him doing footwork. No off days for Rashawn. He's in Bora Bora on his honeymoon, still putting in the work. And Stastny, the wife, not too pleased. Although his teammate, Brandon Staley, gets your mind right.
How do you know she wasn't pleased?
Well, just from the tone of, I don't know, from the tone of the social media message. I'm sure she was having a little fun with it. But at the same time, we're on the honeymoon. We're in Bora Bora. Looks beautiful, by the way. He's worried about Khalil Mack.
Max Crosby?
Yeah. He's got a lot of worries in that division, for sure. But you got to... Even his teammate, get your mind right. Focus on your vacation, your honeymoon.
I can tell you guys when I'm on my honeymoon.
Which is soon.
Yeah, coming up in a couple weeks. I'm not going to be, practicing pushing buttons and planning out theme Thursdays and playlists and... talking sports. I'm going to be enjoying my honeymoon. I'm going to be eating some seafood, drinking some craft beers. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I'm not as dialed in as this
Sean
left
Slater.
Tackle.
Yeah.
But I'm just being honest with you. Hope that's okay. Hope you'll have me back.
Well, AJ's going to be at the Klondike Day.
Klondike Days?
Week or whatever it's called.
How about a pickle bun sandwich?
Okay. Timed in the leftover.
They use a pickle instead of a bun.
Yeah. Which I'm out. Pickles are like the second worst food in the history of the world.
Creamy dressing, sauerkraut, Montreal smoked meat.
They're growing on you?
Yeah, they are.
Okay. It's time to get out.
Love pickles.
I even had a pickle with my last schnitzel sandwich at Continental Deli.
Oh, good call. Getting a little adventurous. I like it. Yeah. I think I have one left. My cousin last summer made his own pickles, gave me a jar, and they are outstanding.
Ken, I hear you. Back with last segment. Wrap up the drive here on TSN 1200.
Let's get back to the drive on the home of the Sens, TSN 1200.
All right, welcome back to the drive. Lee Versage, AJ Jankiewicz, Matt Conisvita. 7 o'clock, Tampa, Florida. 9:30, St. Louis and Colorado. AJ, game one tonight. What do you think?
Well, I picked Florida and Colorado to win the series, so they'll win the series.
That's not what he's talking about.
Nope.
Game one tonight of the Pickle Bell season for Lee Versage.
That's not what I was talking about, actually. I'm just
Lee Versage and Megan Shaw. Game one of their pickleball season.
Yeah.
Game one, they didn't even get a practice in together.
Nope.
Who are you picking? Who are you up against? Tell the good listener. The weather should be good after a lot of rain today. It's cleared up.
I like St. Louis tonight. I don't like him in the series. I like St. Louis tonight.
I don't go game to game. So you do your game to game stuff. I'm picking Florida and Colorado to win the series.
I'm picking Michael Woods.
Dejection all the way around. I don't know why I dislike the Panthers now.
You're a Florida guy.
Right. Tampa's in Florida.
I spend more time near Tampa. I've never been down to Sunrise. So if I'm cheering for a team that I spend a lot of time close to, I've been to Amalie Arena a few times, seen the Tesla coils. But I'm cheering. I'm cheering for the Cats.
I'm kind of cheering for the three-peat right now.
Hmm.
It's because you're the villain.
I want to see Florida absolutely steamroll Tampa, and then everyone in Toronto is going to be even more upset.
Because we
played the champ so hard, and then they lost in four.
I agree with you.
Oh, no.
You nailed this one big time.
Well, I asked
but
you, you said it didn't matter.
Closet Leafs fan doesn't want that.
I asked you this earlier. You said it didn't matter. Didn't matter. I asked you the exact same question.
Now, it doesn't actually matter, but the perception is going to be like Leafs fans are going to be even more upset. They're going to cry even more, and I'm going to be all right with
that. Well, we began the show talking about the Leafs. We ended the show talking about the Leafs.
Good luck in pickleball tonight, Lee.
Need it.
I'm not picking you, but I'm cheering for you. I think.
Well, I guess I'll call AJ right away.
We need one win this week on this
show. Oh, okay.
And I'm not in the league, so
yeah.
I'm just a sniper.
I don't know why you're not in the league.
Got a lot of stuff going on. I'm probably going to be an alternate when I get back in June.
Tuesday's gone. The worst day of the week, AJ.
It's no such thing.
Enjoy the hockey tonight. Enjoy the basketball as well. And we'll be back tomorrow, too, here on The Drive on TSN 1200.